American League, as I said, leading 1-0. Batista, the sacrifice fly to Bryce Harper. Miguel Cabrera got a base hit, scored in that game. That's where the American League is at, 1-0. There's a chopper to Ethan Gray. They ought to get the lead runner. They do to O'Leary. The relay, not in time. Fielder's choice that time for Cooper. They do get the lead runner. Nice play by Ethan Gray over to O'Leary. One out. Cooper's at first, and here's Trey Lindsey. Lindsey struck out his first plate appearance. Trey Lindsey. Mentioned he came into this game hitting just 208, and he struck out his first plate appearance. In fact, that's been a little bit of a problem for Trey. Struck out 37 times on the year and 97 plate appearances. About a little more than one in every three at-bats, so he's prone to the strikeout. Right now, Albie would love to get another strikeout. Better yet, a double play. Here's the pitch. He squares to Buck, puts it down. It's a good one. One play there, and that's the first. Sanders picks it up over to first in time. Cooper goes down to second. Sacrifice bunt by Lindsey. 1-3 on the putout, and that brings to the plate the catcher, Nathan Vanderwall, who fouled out on a great play by Griffin Osing back in the first inning. You might be hearing another little ball game in the background someplace here on the headset. There's all kinds of baseball action and softball action in Southern Iowa tonight on this hot July night. Two outs now. Here's a pitch from Sanders. It's a strike. One strike to Vanderwall. No balls and one strike. Vic checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. 1-1. Vic works over the ball a little bit. Steps back on the rubber. Checks into Gravert. We're in the bottom of the third. PCM leading 1-0. Two out. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a chopper. Hit down to loose. Just foul. Nice play by Austin, but the ball just to the right of the bag, and now we'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Sanders has Vanderwall set up for the strikeout. One ball and two strikes. Was up at Principal Park much of the day today. I remind you again, you can get tickets for the USA versus the Cuban National. That's Thursday night. That is a big game. Strike three. Vanderwall goes down on strikes. Big K that time for Vic Sanders. So this time Prairie City leaves a runner. They had a leadoff runner on. They couldn't cash in themselves this time. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We have played three here at the Albie Sports Complex. We head to the fourth. It's Prairie City Monroe, 1. Albie Blue Demons, nothing. We'll be back right after this.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
The rodeo is coming back to the Marion County Fair tonight at 7 p.m. It'll be held in the infield once again. The grandstand is open at the Marion County Fair, and you can eat your way through the fair. Find it out for yourself. Fair admission to the Marion County Fair is free. There are event tickets that you can purchase at the ticket office. Carnival ride admission will be sold at the Midway. Head to Marion County and enjoy the fair.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Head to the top half of the fourth here. Prairie City Monroe leads Albia 1-0 in this district baseball game. I want to remind you that Randy Stafford will be alongside me Thursday night as we are in Moravia as Twin Cedars, the Sabres, number two team in 1A, take on Moult Udell. We'll have that game for you. Then Friday night,
Another game coming to you from Centerville. Class 3A, Sharon Chargers, conference champions in the SEC, take on the Centerville Big Reds, and then right back here Saturday night with Abel Blakesburg Fremont against the winner of this game in the district title game. Swing and miss by Griffin Osing, leading it off. Griffin struck out in his first plate appearance, and he's just having trouble here in the early going. He's so used to loading up on the big fastball, and DeWitt is just not an overpowering pitcher. Here's the pitch, way outside. Ball one, one and one. Nice stop by Vandewall that time. DeWitt, the pitcher. He's got a shutout going, though, here into the fourth inning. Osing leading it off. This needs to be Albie's inning to get something going. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside ball two. And one thing I see that Griffin is doing, and he did this in his last plate appearance, he's bailing out a little bit with his feet here and kind of reaching for the ball, which is not something he typically does. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Slay and a miss, strike two. And he's just, reminds me a little bit of something I saw many years ago when some pitchers just give good fastball hitters a lot of trouble just because they're not hard throwers. That's what we're seeing right here now. Count full, 3-2. You almost wish, like kids do on the playground, you can say, throw it harder. Here's the 3-2 pitch. There's a high fly ball and hit out in the left field. Left fielder going back, camping under it. Now he's struggling, but he makes the catch. Breckenridge had some trouble, and Osing got under that a little bit. He hit it a long way, but he just didn't get it all. That would have tied the game up. He just didn't quite catch it. One down. The left fielder had some trouble with that at the end, but he puts it away. Here's Grabber. He is 0 for 1, grounded out short to first. Albie has only one hit. Two hits in this game. Two hits. One in the second, one in the third. Here's Grabber, left-handed batter. DeWitt goes to work. The pitch on the way. It's a strike right in there at the knees. One strike. Boyd Britton expressed before the program he was a little concerned by Albia's lack of hitting against Davis County. That had not been a problem the last couple of weeks. They've been really pounding the ball. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a shot into left. That's a base hit. And that's going to roll out there. Grabber takes a big turn. He's going to go for two, and he's going to get in there with a double in first slide by Dave Grabber on bad wheels. And he was hustling all the way. Base hit into left center, and that's the tying run in scoring position now for Albie on the double by Gravert. Here's Bryce Leshen, who had one of Albie's other hits. And we're going to get a runner in there. Jacob Lenker, who has outstanding speed, goes in as a courtesy runner for Gravert. Tying run at second. Albie has had opportunities galore in this game, but they haven't cashed in. They've got another one here. With runners in scoring position tonight, they have not fared well. In fact, at this point, they're 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. There's a fly ball hit by Leshen way out there left. That's going to get down. It's going to run into the fence, and that's going to tie it up. Leshen with good speed goes into second with a stand-up double. This game is tied. A double for Leshen. Lenger easily scores from his spot on the bases at second base, and this game is all tied up. RBI by Leshen, 1-1, and here's Drew Schofield. Albie getting a base hit with the runner in scoring position that time, and Lenger, of course, has great speed, scored easily from second. Schofield put Albie on top with a base hit here. This game's tied up now in the fourth, 1-1, the pitch from DeWitt. There's a soft liner to the first baseman, and makes the play and then threw it down to try to catch Leshen the second, threw it away, but no chance for Leshen to advance. Two away, here's Austin O'Leary. Number 9 hitter, Austin, grounded out to the first baseman unassisted. He's 0 for 1. Two out, 1-1 now in the fourth. The big base hit by Bryce Leshen after the double by Gravert. There's a strike. O'Leary taking that one all the way. No ball and one strike. 0-1. On deck, top of the order, Hugh Sinclair. From the stretch now, taking his time to wit, looks down at the runner. A lot of hitting room on the right side. The pitch to O'Leary. Reaches out, punches one out into center. Shortstop's going to go out and make a catch in shallow center field for out number three. Kane covers a lot of ground out there. A fly out by O'Leary. Albia strands the runner, but they do tie it up here in the fourth. No runs in the inning, or rather one run on two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're all tied up 1-1, and we'll be right back.
Friday night, July 26th. At Bridgeview Center in Etsumwa, Wesley United Methodist Church presents Robin Mark.
I hear the voice of one.
National Christian recording artist Robin Mark and his praise band. Friday night, July 26th at the Bridgeview Center in Etsumwa. Robin Mark. Friday night, July 26th at Bridgeview Center. Presented by Wesley United Methodist Church. Tickets can be purchased at Wesley United Methodist Church in the Bridgeview Center in Etsumwa or through Ticketmaster.
This is Alice at Bill and Ray's checking in with our July special. This month, get a DOT truck inspection for just $65 and your trailer for just $20 more. Bill and Ray's is your full-service truck shop with an on-site parts department, 16 bays, experienced technicians, and a new trucker's lounge. So don't let July slip away. Get in this month's special at Bill and Ray's truck shop in Oskaloosa. A DOT inspection is $65 and a truck and trailer inspection is $85. Call or stop in today. Bill and Ray's, 673-3370, from your bumper to your taillight. We'll keep you rolling.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Outstanding shortstop for PCM leads it off this inning. Ethan Kane made some good plays out there defensively. He's 0-for-1. He'll lead it off. He'll be followed by Alex DeWitt and Chase Koenig. I'll be looking pretty sloppy here in their warm-ups here between innings. But they did tie it up in the fourth on a base hit by Bryce Leshen. But Albia is 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position in this game. And that tells the tale of the tape. Leading off now, it's Ethan Kane, right-handed batter. And as we said at the top of the broadcast, he's one of their top hitters. 394, he's driven in 35 runs. And he takes a strike. Vic Sanders, working in his fourth inning of work here. He started the game for Albia. Albia's leading winner on the year, 6-1. Here's the pitch from Vic. Outside for a ball, 1-1. We said this about Ethan Gray the other night. Ethan got the win in that game, went deep into the game, six innings, but he wasn't as sharp as we've seen him. I think we'd say that about Vic Sanders tonight. But yeah, he's only given up one run at this point. Here's the pitch, curveball way outside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Big crowd on hand. I mean, a big crowd on hand tonight. A lot of Albia folks down the right field line. A lot of PCM folks to our left. Swing and miss. Good cut by Kane. 2-2. Fastball from Sanders. You look over in the PCM dugout, all up on the fence, looking out over the field. Albia dugout. Only a couple guys have. The rest are kind of looking around in the dugout. Sitting on the bench. 2-2 on us. Kane fouls that one back. DeWitt's on deck. Good job by our umpires tonight, Allison and Phillips. Two balls, two strikes. Somebody just said Bill Saylor's in the house. And there he is. Our partner in crime has arrived from the golf course. There's a ground ball hit to Ethan Gray at short. A couple of hops. Ethan's up with it. Long throw. Put it on the money. One down. Kane's out. 6-3 on the putout. One away. And here's the pitcher, Alex DeWitt. Did you bring that sack up, Bill? Did he bring us? Maybe he brought us something. He might turn out to be like the Easter Bunny here if he brought anything up. Alex DeWitt comes to the plate. He had a base hit in his first plate appearance and scored their only run of the ball game. Oh, he did bring something. Had to change my will now. One out. Oh, my goodness. You went all out. Boy, that just missed ball one. Everybody's moaning up here in the booth. Look at this. He's got cups here, Randy, and he's got an ice container. He's serving us. It's like a casino. Here's the pitch. Just outside, ball two. Bill, this is a great ball game. 1-1, we're in the fourth. We're 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, though. That's not good. You bet. Here's a 2-0 pitch. High fly ball, head out to center, Bryce Leshen. Out underneath it, puts it away. He's an outstanding center fielder, and you look at him. His brother usually is out there, but he is just going into the sophomore year this fall. Two out. Here's Kooning. Well, Bill was just like the United States Cavalry here. He came to the rescue just in the nick of time. This is a good night, I'll tell you, Bill, to get cottonmouth when you're doing all the talking. Here's Chase Kooning. I got your headsets here, so. Here's a high pop-up. Second baseman O'Leary goes back, shallow right field. Nice play by Austin.
Austin is dead on the field.
Three up, three down. That's a better inning for Sanders. We go to the fifth. We're all knotted up here in this district game. It's Albia 1, Prairie City Monroe 1.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
You must have had an interesting day on the golf course because you just had your headset on backwards.
Well, you play with Tommy Fresh.
Top of the fifth, 1-1 ball game.
Okay, guys, where are we?
Yeah, we're good. Top of the fifth, Albie leads it off, and it's Hugh Sinclair, 1-1 ball game.
Okay. 1-1, fifth inning.
You fake the bunt. Ball is way wide, so it's 1-1.
Oh, you got a good scorebook going here, Rich. I hate to mess it up for you.
Well, every dog has his.
Boy, I was a dog today then.
Not a good golf day, huh?
Oh, I wasn't bad, really.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball. Strike two. The big story here, Bill, is you just came in. Our listeners have heard me say it many times. Albie's had many opportunities, but just has not gotten a big hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch from DeWitt. Way wide, 2-2. And DeWitt, when you first see him come out there, he's a big guy. He looks like he would have an overpowering fastball.
The first thing I noticed, a big guy out there.
But he does not have an overpowering fastball. But he's been very effective. Albie's been way out in front on a lot of his pitches. He's mesmerized him.
Vanbrook is really overpowering, and he's big.
There's a chopper right back to DeWitt. He'll do this easily. 1-3 on the putout, one away. It's up to Ethan Gray. Now, Ethan has a base hit on the night.
I see that.
But he was stranded.
Really?
and he had a base hit in left field. This game is much different than I think a lot of folks anticipated as far as how it's been going. It's low scoring and tight, very tight game. Here's the pitch. Soft liner, one hop, two hops. Second baseman's got it. Great hustles. He always really moves down that line. Good hustle. But there are two down. Here's Brett Leshen.
I wish he'd beat that out because that second baseman picks the ball up and takes that throw hop that I dislike so much. Yeah.
All it does is give the runner a couple more steps, doesn't it?
I don't understand.
Brett Leshen's playing, not feeling very well. You know, he's had mono.
These kids learn, man, and the coach, sometimes there's a coach that teaches it.
I know. I see that a lot. That happens in the lower grades. They do that, and they never, it's hard to get rid of it, too, when they start doing it. How about a home run here? There's a strike. Leshen, of course, not at full strength. He's been battling mono, but he's the Albia team with five home runs on the year. This would be a good spot for number six. Here's the pitch. Way outside.
Four of them since I came in here.
Yeah, he's losing some effectiveness. The thing that we noticed earlier when we talked about DeWitt early on, he threw about 27 pitches in the first inning, and Albie didn't score. He just was running everybody a full count, but he's hung right in there. He's the gamer for them. Curveball way out front. Leshen, 1-2. Good swing that time by...
Not a bad curve.
That's probably the best one he's thrown.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. And Brett thought about going, but didn't. 2-2.
Pitcher looking for the call on that one. It's a little bit high.
It was high. Albie just needs to get something going here. Here's the pitch. Fly ball head out to the right. That may get down the line, and be fair, it does. It's going to roll to the foul side of the right field line, and Leshen's easily going to get down there for a double. That was a twisting fly ball and stays there. And Albia has another runner in scoring position. And here's Austin Luce. That's the lead run at second now with two out. Good teams that go deep into tournament, as you know, Bill, get a lot of good two-out hits, and this is a good spot for one here.
We need a hit here.
On deck, it's Hosing.
If he can get a hit, he should score because there's two out, and he can be running on anything that is hit.
And he's got terrific speed.
Good.
He's taking his time now, stepping in loose, that open stance we talk about every game. Hits to the right side a lot. Takes a strike low. I would like to see Austin put one and out into right center. A lot of hitting room into right center.
Yes, there is. Right fielder is plenty deep.
He'd run all day if he gets one out there. There's a chopper. That's the wrong guy to hit it to. Kane, their shortstop over to first in time. He's just automatic. A score for them. 6-3 on the put out, and Albia now 1-10 with runners in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Still 1-1. We'll be right back.
Here at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, experience has taught us that the close personal involvement of administration and staff provides a quality of care not always found at larger facilities. We at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center have set high standards for our nursing and rehab center and strive daily to maintain these standards. Our decisions are based on the needs of our residents. Stop out and see what we are about at 216th Avenue East in Albia or call at 932-7105.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex, bottom of the fifth, 1-1. This is a tight one. TCM, Prairie City, Monroe. The Mustangs, Albia Blue Demons were knotted up 1-1. Prairie City, Monroe jumped on top 1-0. Albia tied it up in the fourth after a leadoff double by Gabe Grabber.
Zach Ulanoff?
Yep. Bryce Leshen tied it
right
up.
Right fielder. Coming to bat.
Bill, I was just telling you off the air, we've got baseball tonight, but lots of baseball yet coming up, because no matter how all this shakes down tonight or the rest of the week, because we're going to be doing games the rest of the week, you'll be on your Canada trip. If either Sheraton or Twin Cedars or Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, or Albia, any of those four go to the state tournament, we're going to be covering.
It sounds good to me, if I'm back in time.
You'll be back in time.
Because we're leaving a day earlier than I thought, maybe.
That's right.
I haven't talked to Vern, but he called, and I have to call him back.
And the state tournament begins the 26th at Principal Park. But that doesn't mean that...
Well, that's Scott's Park, I'll see.
Yeah, you'll see. And, of course, all the fish in Canada are being warned that you're coming. There's a ground ball by Elon Hop over to Ethan Gray. Nice play. Good scratch that time
by
Luce.
Nice play by Ethan Gray.
Him and Luce don't mess up much. One down.
No, we got
Gillespie. Glenn Gillespie, the batter. He's DHing, of course, for their first baseman, Austin Brown. Basically, you don't see a first baseman being DH for, do you?
Well, I don't know. But...
Number 23.
I guess you could DH anybody. I don't know. You can't. That's
big right-handed batter. Struck out in his first play appearance. Here's the pitch. He fouls this one off for strike one. Vic has three strikeouts on the night.
And this is one of them.
And he would like to make it four right here.
We've been pretty good on defense, apparently, on your scorebook here.
Albie's playing good defense again because, as I said, Vic hasn't struck out many. They're making the key plays. There's one in on his fist. He fouls that back for strike two. Good pitch that time by Vic. Jammed him.
Still, we played very good defense the last game. Very
excellent. And, boy, in this tight game.
And you need it now.
Need it badly. You can't afford on a 1-1 game to make any foul-ups tonight. We'd love to see Albie pick up a couple of runs. Three runs might win this game, Bill. You might win this game.
Maybe one.
Here's the pitch. And he fouls this off. Gillespie hanging tough. No balls, two strikes, one out. Vic has been pretty efficient tonight. He's had pretty decent control, in fact, with the three strikeouts and has not walked a batter. He can't do a whole lot better than that. Pitching to contact. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Sanders. High chopper, Ethan Gray, who takes it on the big candy hop. The throw to Luce, two down. 6-3 again on the putout. And here is Alex Breckenridge, the left fielder. And he reached on a base hit, and then they got him on a force out at second.
They only had two hits?
Yep, three hits. Three hits is all they have. So Sanders got a three-hitter going, giving up one run, but his offense is... left him behind here so far.
I pick up, man, said, let's get some runs.
Two out now. Number nine hitter, Breckenridge. Here's a pitch by Sanders. It's a strike. Good fastball by Vic. Sanders always is going to keep in the game. He's low in the dirt. Nice stop by Grabert. He doesn't have the a Class A curveball. He doesn't have the overpowering fastball, but he's around the plate. And that's half the battle, isn't it? Here's curveball.
Oh, man.
Good try by Osing and Ethan Gray, but it was just between them. And that's the fourth PCM hit. The number nine hitter, Breckenridge, has had two base hits on the night. Mm-mm, that's not what you want. Here's Cooper now, who comes up in the top of the order. Let's hope that we don't get into some two-out trouble here. Clay Cooper.
Hit into a fielder's choice last time.
Yep. Number 10, steps out, takes a long look down to his coach. Scott Hudnut, Jeff Lindsay are the coaches for...
Well, that was an attempted sacrifice by Lindsay, the second base. Will he do it again? Probably not with two outs.
And they throw over. Vic never lets that runner get too big a lead. Breckenridge over there. He might bunt for the base hit.
But he might do that, and he might. And it's smart to hold him close because a straight steal is in order.
especially in a 1-1 game, two out. If you get your runner thrown out, you still have the top of the order leading off and coming up in the sixth again. So it's not a bad play to get that runner in motion there and try to pick up stolen base. Now, Breckenridge on the season has only one, so that probably negates that, but you never know. Not a big lead. That's low in the dirt ball, too, 2-0. One thing you don't want to do is put a man on here with your first walk and get into the meat of the order. Two balls and no strikes. Sanders will work from the belt. Runner at first, two out, and that's in the dirt. Ball three. 3-0, and he wipes his hand. That seemed to slip out of his hand a little bit. And Gabe Grabert is going out to talk to him here on a 3-0 count. You sure don't want to put that lead run in scoring position here in the fifth. 1-1. Makes the game slow down dramatically. They're playing Cooper pretty deep in left field. Sinclair is way back there in left. And Cooper does not have that kind of power.
Well, by being that deep, he might cut off a runner scoring from first base, since he'll be out there to have the ball sooner. That's just one of those things.
Here's a 3-0 pitch from Sanders. There's a strike. No, oh my God,
it was right in there.
The ball four. I won't need to say any more than I already said.
Rich called that a strike from way up here.
Ball four.
I think I did too.
Well, now they have runners at first and second, and here's Lindsey. Now, Lindsey is 0 for 2. Well, actually, 0 for 1 because that one was a sacrifice. No, he is 0 for 2. He's 0 for 2.
Yeah, he did sacrifice. I had the scorebook wrong when I talked about the last batter thinking about the sacrifice. He should have.
Yeah, he's their fine fielding second baseman, not a good hitter particularly. 208 on the season. Here's the pitch.
Well, don't walk a 208 hitter.
Ball two. Sanders had not walked anybody till he just walked Cooper, and now he's walking himself into some trouble, and he's behind right here. And I'm surprised we haven't seen a little visit to the mound, but if he puts him on, I guarantee you we're going to see one. Sanders looks at the runner at second. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a foul off to the right, strike one. That was a key pitch right there. And swinging that time was Lindsey, 2-1.
Well, my old coach said if two men ahead of you walk, wait till you get a strike before you swing at anything because he's going to walk another one.
Well, hopefully that won't hold true here.
I hope that's not the case. And, well, he didn't follow my rule anyway. He should have let that. That would have been a take. But he fouled it off, same thing.
Here's a 2-1 pitch now to Lindsey from Sanders. Swing and miss, strike two. Now it's worked back. And Lindsey has trouble keeping up with it here, and you've seen that earlier when he came up in the first inning.
Why is Lindsey down in second if he's a
2-0 hitter?
Yeah. Maybe he's a bunter.
Sanders needs a strikeout right here to end the inning. Or any kind of an out. He's going to step off.
They struck him out in the first inning. And we need to strike him out again.
But being very methodical here. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the fifth, 1-1 game. Here's the pitch from Sanders, and a great stop by Grabert kept the runners from moving up there. And you could just see him overthrow there, and he completely got out of rhythm that time. I don't think that he's got to bring this one in, or we may see a change. Although nobody's warming up in the Albia bullpen at all. Now we've got time.
Won't warm up if we just change pitchers with the short stuff.
That's what we'll get. That's why they're obviously looking. I would imagine who they're thinking about is not somebody in there like Caleb Gray or Summers. I would imagine if they do make a change, we would maybe see Osing or Schofield. Probably Schofield. But he has two outs, so you might just try to ride it out. But they have Vandewall and then, of course, Kane, their top hitter, the next two hitters. So this is a key pitch right here in this ballgame. Here it is, and he fouls it off. Just got a piece.
And the runners are running because it's 3-2 and there's two outs.
Prettiest play in baseball when the runners are moving, 3-2 pitch, two out. Get all that motion. A lot of hitting room on the right side, and that worries me a little bit. O'Leary is trying to hold the runner at second a little bit, but this kid, Lindsey, is not going to pull the ball, and there's a lot of room on the right side if he can make contact. There's the pitch, and he does hit it to the right side. Fly ball coming over. Schofield makes the play. Good jump on that by Drew Schofield. Makes the put out, and Sanders gets out of trouble. His defense comes through for him again, and so PCM fails to score. They leave two. They've only had four hits off Sanders. We go to the sixth, and this game is still knotted up 1-1. The winner plays Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Saturday night. We'll be right back.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yeah, is he throwing all out every pitch? Heavens, not if he's smart.
Bill, you and I were just talking about an article in the Des Moines Register in the past few days about pitchers and how much they can throw and this and that. We'll pick up on that in a little bit because it was an interesting article.
Interesting for little league parents and coaches to think about, especially.
Yeah. A lot of new rules for high school and everything anymore. I was laughing even. Some of them are good, I think. But I was even saying probably when we played Sandlot, a lot of these people would come and tell us we couldn't tape up and put nails in our bats to keep playing. Sometimes you can overdo stuff. But a lot of it is motivated by keeping the kids healthy, too. Griffin Osing, it's a fly ball out into left. He didn't get all that either as we lead off the sixth. And there to make the play is Breckenridge. And he's hit two balls out there, Bill, and just didn't get them all. And he's trying to put one out, but just not catching them all. And he's upset with himself. He got a great pitch to hit, just didn't catch it. Here's Gabe Grabert, who
double last time.
And Langer then went in to run for him and scored Albia's only run. Let's hope Gabe can do it again. You know, we're getting really late in this game. Sixth inning, and we were talking up here even before you came. This is turning out to be an extremely winnable game for Albia, and it's not happening at this point. Grabert fouls it off, strike one. They're certainly not overmatched, but they are struggling against PCM tonight. PCM's played a good game, good defensive game. Grabert's in the hole 0-1. Here's the pitch from DeWitt. Low for a ball, 1-1. Alex DeWitt has went all the way. Big right-hander for the Mustangs. He's done the job tonight. Albia has not had much luck with him. There's ball two. In fact, hit-wise, Bill, they have only had tonight five hits in a ball game. Albia only has five hits, and as I said, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. That's the story right there.
Yes, that is.
The 2-1 pitch coming from DeWitt to Grabert. Here it is. Inside, ball three, 3-1.
I don't know how many runners Albia left on or how many they will leave on, but I saw Davenport Central play the championship game many, many years ago and lead 12 runners on.
Can't do that. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, and Grabert goes to first, and I imagine we're going to get a runner here. Langer, get some speed on the bases. Cardinals beat the Cubs right before the All-Star break. I don't know if you saw that game or not, 10-6. St. Louis left 15 men on and still won the game. They got four runs in the ninth, or they might have lost it. Molina hit a big three-run homer, but they left 15 men on.
That's too many. But anyway, a good friend of mine was coaching Davenport. That's why I happened to be at the championship game. And
you're lucky to win a game leaving a dozen on.
He lost.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. We lost.
Here's Bryce Leshen. Good cut by Bryce. Strike one. Didn't get it. He has driven in the only Albie run of the night. Langer, of course, is in running at first base for Gravert. Boy, I'd like to see them set him in motion here. They've got to try to pick up a run here in the sixth. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball right in there. That's probably the best pitch he's thrown all night. Certainly the best curveball. Strike two. 0-2.
That would have been an all right pitch to run on, but this is not a good one to run on.
No, it's not. Not when you're in the hole 0-2. Checking the runner, DeWitt. Here's the pitch on the way. There's the curve. Ground ball hits the shortstop. Kane just doesn't make many mistakes. Gets the forced out at second. Good slide by Langer. Broke up any chance for the double play. Kane just doesn't miss anything at short. So fielder's choice for Leshen. Force out on Langer. There are two away, and it brings the plate Drew Schofield. Well, we saw Drew Schofield win a ball game a couple of weeks ago with a big hit. How about one here?
I'll go along with that. Come on, Drew.
I think you've got to get that runner in scoring position. Number 8 hitter, Schofield. He's 0-2. Langer still at first. Here's DeWitt's pitch on the way. Fouled it off, strike one.
I think we better run this guy.
I've got to run him. I'm looking down to the other end of the press box here.
Look at that.
Yep, got to run him. I hope he's going here. That's Leshen at first, of course. Good speed. Excellent speed by Leshen at first. Long look. There's a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Langer had good speed and wasn't running. Leshen had better speed, I think, than Langer.
What do we get? 1-1?
One ball, one strike.
Go.
Good pitch to run on. And that's fouled away, strike two. 1-2. Well, one thing that Schofield's got to watch for here, 1-2.
This is a good pitch, too, to run on because it'll be a curveball.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've seen a pattern here. DeWitt's going to come with that curveball again. One ball, two strikes. Somebody yell out at him, watch for the curveball.
Trouble with the Curve is a movie. Did I leave that one out?
No, you had that down. Clint Eastwood. Here's the 1-2 pitch off the stretch from DeWitt. Here it is. And hanging in there, Schofield fouls it back again.
Was not the curve.
Was not the curve, and he stayed with it, but I think we've got to see it here. Vanderwall does a good job behind the plate for them, and he calls the pitches for them, and I think we'll see it here. I think Leshen's going to be going here. He's inching off a little bit. From the stretch, here's the pitch. He's not going. Here's the curveball, strike three, way out front. Well, we anticipated it. We got it. Now we didn't set the runners in motion, and so... Boy, this is a nail biter. We go to the bottom of the sixth. All tied up 1-1, and the winner will play Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in the championship game on Saturday night. We're going to cover that game for you, and we're going to tell you all about that later, but first these messages.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Bowser Equipment Incorporated has found the best seat for loader work is in the new PowerStar tractors from New Holland. That's because the PowerStar cab feels as though it was designed expressly for each operator and for loader work in particular, with an integrated loader joystick control, an equal number of forward and reverse speeds, a no-clutch fingertip shuttle option, and an optional high-visibility roof panel that gives you a clear view to the raised loader. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated and feel the New Holland PowerStar difference for yourself.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the sixth, we're in a ball game. This has been 1-1, bottom of the sixth. Prairie City Monroe, Albia Blue Demons, and Vic Sanders has went all the way, as has Alex DeWitt for PCM. And there's no room for error, no room for mistakes, because one run looks like it's going to win this. That's 1-1 now, and so one more probably would do it. And coming up for... PCM, number 7, and he's tough. He's
Nathan
been
Vanderwall.
Tough all night, Vanderwall, and then Kane, and then DeWitt, the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5. Mike Shannon always says, old Abner's done it again. There's a high pop-up. That is a mile high. Schofield, I don't know if he sees it. Yes, he does. He puts it away. And I'm telling you, that was a major league pop-up there. Major league pop-up. That was up in the darkness above the lights, even, Bill.
Yeah, it certainly was high, and it was handled very nicely.
Both teams have played outstanding defense tonight. One down, and here's the guy that worries me, Kane. He has been a thorn in Albion's side at shortstop all evening.
All right.
Ethan Kane, he's a 394 hitter. He's their leading RBI man coming in tonight with 35, a couple of home runs. He's a guy you got to keep off the bases.
Get off the bases.
If you can get through this inning with him and DeWitt up, of course, the bottom of their order has been where the damage has been done. Swing and a miss. He had a cut there, didn't he? 1-1.
It almost looks like he threw a change. But I don't
know. Well, if he's got anything in his bag of tricks, that's where he needs them right now. I'll take some of that, too, Bill.
I'm going to fix you up here in a minute. I'm trying to keep scoring.
You're doing great. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He took something off that, too. Well, he had 1-2. I would not give him anything too good to hit here. Hopefully chase something here. 1-2. Thanks, Bill. There's a shot. Heck of a play by Ethan Gray, leaping off his feet and catching that, or would have went into the gap there probably for a double. And Gray really made another clinical play. He has just played so well at shortstop. And Boyd Britton said before the game, as good a pitcher as Ethan Gray is, Albia plays better defensively when Gray is at short and somebody else is pitching because of how he covers that ground.
He puts on a clinic out there every once in a while. He does something like that.
Two down now. That was a big put out. Here's DeWitt, the pitcher.
Now he's in trouble. That ball is going to be trouble.
Gray will put it away, and he did. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, my goodness. Ethan Gray, outstanding shortstop. We talked about it, went into shallow center field in a high pop-up. We thought he had it in his glove, and he might have, Bill. He might have nonchalanted that a little too much there at the end because it dropped it right out of his glove. That's an error on the shortstop, and they're going to get a runner in. Vitito, who scored their only run of the night, pinch running for DeWitt, is now out there running again. There's Kooning, the batter. Kooning has a base hit. He's 1-2. Looked like he had that one put away, and out of the glove it came.
I said there's going to be some trouble with that one, but I didn't
think it'd be that way.
I didn't think that way yet. We had three fielders in the area going to catch it, and I'm glad Ethan took it because he's so sure-handed, but
not that time.
Fell out of his glove.
Strike one now to Koenig. Or rather,
I put the inning over, and it was Koenig.
I'm hoping. One strike to Koenig, number 8. Boy, that's... Let's hope that doesn't come back to haunt Albie as well as they've played. Runner at first. They're not running, I don't believe, here either.
Should be.
I tell you what, it's a difference, you know, in philosophies. When you've got a 1-1 game in this situation, especially when you've got two out, I think you have to try to manufacture a run. I think you have to try to manufacture a run. One strike, two out. Here's the pitch on the way. He is going. A throw down by Grammer. And, oh, my goodness. O'Leary didn't break. Ethan Gray had to come flying out of nowhere to grab that ball. Everyone went into center field, and that's a stolen base. And they had no chance to get Vitito that time, and he has excellent speed. And now Koenig has a 1-1 count, and trouble is brewing here. PCM threatening now in the bottom of the sixth on that error after two were out. They haven't had many opportunities, but they've cashed in on the few they've had with that one run they've got. Sanders has to get his batter here. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to Osing at third. I threw it at first, right on the money. Good play. Had a lot of time. He took it, made a good throw, and that's out number three. Well, that was a big play by Osing. And Albia eludes trouble. And what might help out of that whole thing, Bill, is Prairie City Monroe would then send their 7, 8, 9 hitters up in the bottom of the seventh. So you know what that means. Albia needs to get a run here. And we're going to be back for the seventh in this 1-1 game, in this district game. It's do or die. We'll be back after this.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and 2 fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here on the top of the seventh. I turned my cap around. See, Bill, I've got my rally cap. I'm going to turn it back. Okay, maybe if I just hit it for a few seconds, it'll work. Top of the seventh, leading it off for the Blue Demons. It's Austin O'Leary. It would be nice to get a leadoff man on his seventh 1-1 ball game. And the winner goes into the championship game Saturday night. This has been quite the game. Alex DeWitt's went all the way. Mustangs, the pitch, it's a strike. It's an A's. I've said it and said it and said it tonight. He's around that plate, first pitch all the time. You've got to attack the ball. Come on, Austin. One strike. Pitch on the way. That's in the dirt. Ball one, 1-1. Austin O'Leary, then Hugh Sinclair and Ethan Gray. How important it is to get that leadoff man on. The pitch to O'Leary from DeWitt. Ooh, way outside ball, too. One thing you've noticed when you came in, Bill, tonight, his release points changed. So he's throwing a lot of pitches wide now, isn't he? A lot in the dirt.
2-4, well, I would say they were wild pitches, but we did not have any base runners.
He's just not around the plate on some of those. His first pitch is good, and then anything kind of happens. And there's O'Leary reaching for that. I think that was ball three.
I think so, too.
The best pitch to hit on this guy is the first pitch, every time. It's kind of like he lays one in there, and then he tries to go to work.
Well, most pitchers want to get a hit and not walk anybody, and that's a good way to do it.
Here's a 2-2 pitch from DeWitt. There's a chopper hit to the second baseman. He stumbles a little. The throw down. He didn't get him. He's safe. An infield hit, and that's a great call. And you could see it looked like Lindsey's ankle actually buckled a little as he went in to feel that. And you can't do that with O'Leary because he's got good speed, and that's an infield hit. And they've got Sinclair up there now. You've got to play any way you can. It's time for small ball, Bill. Whitey ball. You've got to pick up that run.
We'll see.
Hugh Sinclair is a good butter, and then you'd have Gray and Leshen up there. Let's see what they do. Sinclair, I think he's butting here.
I hope so.
Good speed from O'Leary on the base. DeWitt will try to hold the runner. Of course, Brown's over there. Time call. Sinclair has enough speed. If he gets a good bunt down, you could end up with 2 men on. Second, third, or back deep. Third baseman's creeping in. There's the bunt, but it's right back to the pitcher. They're going to get a force at second, and that was not a good bunt. He put it right back to the pitcher, and that's the worst place you can do it, and they get the force out, and Sinclair was at first. Had to put that down, and you look at that. When he squared the bunt, he had that bat facing right back to the pitcher. You've got to put the angle and try to put that down the line.
You can't hit it hard to the pitcher.
Either
side would probably have made that successful.
Now you've got a runner first one out. Here's Ethan Gray, and I'm going to stick with it. I think we have to get that runner moving.
I do, too.
Sinclair's got good speed. He stole a base.
I'd go down.
He stole a base earlier. Here's the pitch to Gray. Popped it back. Out of play behind us. Vanderwall's going out and talking to DeWitt. Again, there's that pitch right around the zone. You can hit that first pitch.
He went after it, all right.
That bunt, it was a, I think it was a great call by Boyd and Jim, but
push it toward first.
You got to
slant it toward.
You've got to slant the bat. You've got to keep it elevated. The barrel's got to be elevated. And that time, you put it down, but it was just a comebacker, basically, to DeWitt. And they knew right what they wanted to do. They got the easy force out at second. Sinclair is at first. He may be going. He is going. A pitch. It's a strike. The throw down, and it's a stolen base. Great pop-up slide that time by Sinclair. And Albia was running, and they've got a runner now in scoring position. And Gray now has two balls and one strike, and they've got Leshen on deck. Albia's been 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. It's time to break that drought, Bill, right here.
The team that steals the most bases said they've stolen third base more than they have second. And that could happen.
You know, Lou Brock always said it was easier to steal third than second.
Yes.
And he knew something about it.
Maybe more than anyone else.
Yes. Two strikes to Gray. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball out of the left. They make it down. And the left hand drops the ball. He made a great effort to get over there, and it looked like he was going to put it away. He had to go way into the gap to get that on Gray. I thought it would get down, but then he got over, and the ball popped out of his glove, and Sinclair was a little bit hung out to dry. If he'd have caught it, he had to race back to second, but when it dropped, he had no chance to score. He had just enough time to get into third, and Albie has runners at first and third now, and Brett Leshen is up there.
He's been running.
And there's a case.
Wasn't even thinking about it.
Yep. That ball was hit high enough. Ethan should have been on the go because he might have got into second base on that. But now Albia's got all kinds of opportunities. Runners at the corners, one out. Their leading hitter on the season's up there.
Well, we dropped one for them there. Now they drop one for us.
And just all kinds of opportunities. It's going to be interesting to see what Boyd does here. He can get away, he can sacrifice, he can try to steal Ethan Gray into second, play for that run, you know, maybe try to steal a run here.
Suicide.
And one thing I know, the head coach, Sean Hudnut, out there talking to his pitcher DeWitt and the whole infield, I'm sure they've got some kind of a special defense on here, so if Gray goes and tries to get in the rundown, they may cut it and come home. But they're in on the grass, they're going to try to cut that runner on. Out if he goes.
The way that infield is, he should run to second base.
They're going to let Gray take second. Nobody's holding him.
Yeah, you're right.
Get a bigger lead than that, Ethan.
Come on, Ethan. Oh, my golly.
Leshen takes the ball. They are not holding Ethan Gray at all.
At least as far as the fielder.
And the second baseman, the shortstop, are in on the grass. Everybody's in on the grass. Nobody's holding Gray. I mean, he can easily steal second base. He's got to be running here. And he's still not running. Ball two.
Well,
and I got to be critical of that. They're giving you second base, Bill. They're giving him second base.
Well, even the defense is not going to play on him anyway.
There he goes, and there he takes it. 2-1. You have to. If they're going to give it to you, you have to take it.
Amen. We're on.
It's
second
like
step.
Chinese checkers giveaway. If they're going to give it to you, you got to take the jump. 2-1. Here's the pitch, and he's playing the ball, and that's a good one. Suicide squeeze, and he's there. Albia takes the lead. 2-1 on a suicide squeeze bunt by Brett Leshen. And it's 2-1 Albia. Leshen got that bad angle we talked about on the bat, put it down the first baseline, and running from third easily with Sinclair scoring, and Gray moves to third, and Albia leads it 2-1.
He wasn't coming soon enough. That was close.
And he didn't break. He's going to break right away. He was slowing the break, as you said, Bill, but he has the speed to make it work, and he did.
It was almost one that you would not call suicide. It was going to see if it's good and then come, but it worked. And I called it two pitches before, didn't I?
And the big play right here is that runner at third. That is a big, big run at third right now. That's an insurance run, and you've got Luce up there.
And they could even do it again. Leshen's got great speed at first.
They're going to let him go to second base, too.
And they're going to let him take it. And he'll take it. There goes Leshen, the pitch to loose. He takes a high for ball. And now Albie's got runners at second and third again. Still one out. Loose is up there, Nose on deck, and Albie could really salt this one away with a big base hit now. They lead it 2-1 in the seventh. DeWitt fires and sends dive for ball, 2-0.
You want to do it again?
And they're going to give the intentional pass to Loose. They're going to walk Loose intentionally. He goes down to first base, so now the bases are loaded. They'll play their infield in again for the force at the plate. And I'll tell you what, he hasn't done much tonight. Griffin Osing is 0 for 2, but I still think he's the key guy you want up here. Bases loaded, one out. And Jim Cagle's giving him a long talk. And Albie Lee's 2-1, bases loaded. And he could really, really change this game dramatically with one swing of the bat right here.
He hit a run with another suicide. With another suicide punt, but
I think
a large ground ball will go through the infield. Is playing so close.
And Osing is due right now with one out. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Another thing, I hope he understands that a walk will score a run, too.
He has to wait for something he can drive. He's hit two hard fly balls, which he didn't catch either one of them fully, to left field. He's making some contact. He just needs to get his pitch here. Big clear ball, inside ball, too. In fact, you turn him loose, your hottest hitter, even though he's had a slow night, at 2-0 with the bases loaded?
Yes.
I think so, too.
He wants. He's got to hit this one if he likes it.
You want him
to
settle the situation right here.
I never like to take pitches with a good hitter.
You don't want to take the bat out of his hand.
No.
Here's the pitch. Takes a strike here.
Dang, I think that's one he could have wanted. I don't think they took the bat. I think he just...
He didn't
decide.
Yeah, 2-1 now.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't pull the trigger.
Albie leads it 2-1 in the seventh. Base is loaded. One out. The 2-1 to Osing. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Big cut that time.
A little bit up high.
Was above the numbers that time. 2-2. The thing he's got to worry about here is he's been chasing a little bit tonight. He just needs to get something he could drive here. Here's the pitch on the way.
Oh.
Struck him out. Tough guy for Osing. Two down, and it's all up to Gabe Grabber, who has had a good night at the plate. Boy, it happens. Even your best hitters. It's why, Bill, and they say in the major leagues, you get a 300 hitter, he still makes an out 70% of the time. Just couldn't do it.
Don't strike out with the bases.
Boy, you got to put that ball in play. Two outs, 2-1 Albie. They need that insurance run in. Here's the pitch to Grabber. Takes the strike. Bases are loaded. Of course, now they're playing back regular depth. They've got to play at any base.
What we need to do now, Richard, is make sure that runner on third is looking for a passed ball or a wild pitch.
Because we've seen DeWitt throw a lot of pitches wide tonight. And particularly with the left-handed hitter, he's been throwing most of the pitches that way. He could easily skip one by Grabert's feet here.
He can't be ready to score if that ball gets a hit back here.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, way outside. Nice stop that time by Vandewall, went out and got it. 1-1. Grabert's a senior. He would love some senior heroics right here.
I don't know why our runner on second base is not getting off of there either.
Here's the pitch on the way to Grabert. Way outside, ball 2-1. Now here's where I'd really be selective. I want to get a good pitch here. I'm not going to help him out any. Grabert is...
Yeah, he can walk.
And by the way, he made All-Academic on the soccer team. Big soccer team. Sharp kid. Oh, strike two away on the outside corner, and he called that.
He was good.
But I don't think you can. That was a pitcher's pitch.
Yes.
Boy.
Good pitch.
We've talked about Albie hitting with runners in scoring position, and we're about to go now 2-for-14 on the night. They could salt this away with a base hit. Here's the pitch. Fouled it off. Got a piece of it. Boy, the big play was not getting that ball in play. Griff couldn't get it in play. His previous two fly balls would have scored a run.
Yes, they would have.
Gabe Rabbert. Come on, Gabe. Let's put him away right here. The 2-2 pitch with two out, bases loaded. Here's the pitch on the way, and a ground ball. Oh, my goodness. Right to the third baseman, and he just steps on the bag, and that ends the inning. Oh, my goodness. Albus has so many opportunities tonight, and they just leave the bases loaded again. But they come up with the go-ahead run in the inning. One run.
Here's a...
in the inning to take the lead 2-1 on, it was one error in the inning, and Alvia had three men left on base.
Two men left.
So we go to the bottom of the seventh. Need three outs. It never gets any easier, does it? Alvia leads Prairie City Monroe. We're going to keep it right here this time, Greg. 2-1 Alvia, bottom of the seventh. The winner goes to the championship game. Albie had a chance to really salt it away there, didn't they, Bill?
Well, any kind of a ball that was put in play would have caused some trouble when there's less than two out. And they had the infield right up on top of us, everybody on the grass.
So now, Prairie City Monroe here will send to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. They need a run. Albie leads it 2-1. They'll send their 7, 8, 9 hitters up. Uhlenhop, Gillespie, and Breckenridge. And you can talk about the number 9 hitter, but he's 2-for-2 on the night. So Vic simply has to throw strikes and have his defense do the job behind him. 2-1.
I know what it went through my mind when Olsing was at that.
Are you?
And we had just scored on a sacrifice, almost suicide squeeze. I would have done it again.
And that's one of those key things, and you could talk about that. They were playing in. But on the other hand, you've got a guy who's been your hot hitter.
That's the only reason I would not have.
Yeah. And you've got, he didn't hit the ball very well tonight, certainly struck out a couple of times. But the last two times up, he'd hit a big fly ball out of the left field, didn't get it all. But you assume, well, if we get another one of those, we will get a run.
Yeah.
It's just one of those tough calls that makes baseball a great game. It is.
The thing is, a two-run lead is so much better than a one-run lead with one inning left.
Yep. The whole key here, I think, for Albie is get the leadoff man. You've got to keep that leadoff man off the base.
Right now, don't walk anybody.
Uhlenhop comes to the plate, and that's the key, Bill. They've got to keep the leadoff man off. And you know, you get your leadoff batter on, it just gives you so many more things you can do. Right fielder Uhlenhop. Albie has a little pep talk around the mound. Vic Sanders trying to go the distance tonight for Albie. No matter how this turns out, he's pitched a good ball game, Bill. One run in 6 innings.
Yes.
Prairie City jumps on top 1-0. Albion now leads it 2-1 in the seventh. They tied it and got the go-ahead run in the top half of the inning. Uhlenhop, Zach Uhlenhop, the batter. Big right-handed. Batter the pitch, ball one. Now the thing I worry about here is Vic, with adrenaline, tries to overthrow. He's got to stay within himself and pitch like he's pitched.
Yeah, but he got Uhlenhop last time on the ground ball to shortstop.
There's a ball down the line. That's trouble. That's a drop for Mason. And he'll hold there, and that's a Texas leader, and you knew it off the bat. It was trouble, didn't you?
Nobody can get that one.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the tying run at first, and nobody out. Well, I hope this is not a game we look back and just say we just had opportunity after opportunity and couldn't make it happen. Here's Gillespie. Their big right-handed DH, he's 0-for-2. He struck out and grounded out. How about the old, as Mike Shannon says, because they do it for money, the 99-99 double play. Throw over, getting back at first, is Uhlenhop. He's still in command. That's what you have to understand. You still are up by one. You've got to get a put out somewhere. Good lead by Uhlenhop. Here's the pitch. They try to bunt. It's back to Sanders. He's got to play at second, and they get the lead run the third to first. Wild throw by Gray, but Gillespie's not going to be able to advance. Great play by Vic Sanders, and he wanted O'Leary was there to take the throw, but Ethan Gray cut across, and I was afraid he was going to knock it down and drop it there, Bill.
The runner thought the ball might be caught and didn't want to get doubled off, so that made it an easy play at second base.
Yeah, that's a good thing. because had he had a little extra time, they all would have been safe. But Gillespie put the bunt down, and he made the mistake that we made earlier, right back to the pitcher. Why is it?
Terrible bunt. Yes,
yeah, terrible bunt.
Terrible bunt.
So now, runner at first, we're getting a pinch runner.
And we went through 72,000 signs from the third base coach, and the batter is still looking down there, kind of bewildered.
Breckenridge has had two hits. He's their number nine hitter. But they still have their tying run on. But the important thing is there's two out now. Ron Marshall is running for them at first base for Gillespie. Top of the order is on deck. So this is a big out here if they can finally get Breckenridge out for the night. They look like they want to do some running. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike. One strike. One out. Alec Breckenridge, Clay Cooper on deck. Marshall's the runner at first. Loose will hold him. A lot of hitting room on the right side. That concerns me. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop Gray. This could be two. There's one. Back to first. Not in time. Two down. And Albia's one out away from advancing to the district championship now. Breckenridge on base for the third time tonight for them. And here's Clay Cooper.
Put him up here.
Cooper on the night. One for three.
Cooper.
Well, we're down to it here, Bill. Albia needs one more out, and they'll be in the title game. This has been a great ball game either way. Somebody's going to be heartbroken. 2-1, Albia leading it. Bottom of the seventh. I think Sanders steps off. He's going to tie his shoe. He's probably doing a little bit of thinking out there right now, trying to get his seventh win of the year. Albia got that run in the top of the seventh. They had chances for more. They left three on. They're trying to make that one-run lead hold up. Gray City, Monroe crowd, really trying to urge their team on over here to my left. Sanders from the stretch, two out. Short lead by Breckenridge. The pitch, outside, ball one. Well, you don't want to walk. Cooper gets good cuts up there. Light out the center, his first time up, and of course he's had a hit tonight. One ball, no strike. Sanders from the stretch, here's the pitch, fouled off to the right. Strike one, 1-1. Well, they're down by one, they're a well-coached team. They're not going to get cheated up here. They're going to be up there flailing away. How about a little comebacker right back to Sanders? Or better yet, a pop-up on the infield. Wouldn't that be better yet? Well, probably. Here's the 1-1 pitch from the belt. Vic Sanders goes to work. Here it is. High for ball. Close. It really tailed down. It looked like it was going to stay high, but he just misses. It turned out 2-1. Here's a big pitch right here, Bill. You don't want to get into this right here. Got 3 and 4 hitters. He does have Lindsay on deck, who has had a tough night. But you don't want that runner in scoring position. The 2-1 pitch from Sanders from the belt. Here it is. In the dirt. Gets away, and the runner will move up to scoring position. Wild pitch. And that's the tying run at second. And 3 balls and 1 strike. It's never easy, is it?
I would add him running anyway.
I would have, too. 3-1, and they're going to walk now. Oh, my goodness. I would not have done that. They're going to walk Clay Cooper and put him on first and second now, and they're going to pitch to Lindsay, who's had a tough night at the plate for them. 2-0-8 hitter, but I never like to put the potential winning run on base, Bill, and that's what they just did here for Albia. The tying run at second, the potential winning run at first for Prairie City Monroe, two out, and they've got Trey Lindsay up there. He's hit 2-0-8 all year, but how many times have we seen hitters who become unsung heroes, who
the advantage that we've gained is
two force at third.
Force at any base.
Yeah.
Any base.
A pitch, that's a strike.
And also we have a batter that has a poor batting average.
Well, you really think you have to guard the line a little bit here at third and first, too, don't you? That flare base hit set all this off in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss, strike two. Albius, Boyd Britton, and Jim Cagle hoping that intentional walk and getting to Lindsay is the big key. Sanders can really try to get him to chase here, Bill, 0-2. In fact, you want him to swing at something that's not a strike. The only danger of that is he might flare one.
I threw a wild pitch in the back.
That's right. Grabber, we'll see what Gabe does. He sets up a little on the outside here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. They're going to try to get him on that outside corner. Here it is. It was where they wanted it, but he didn't go for it. 1-2. Now I'd just try to ring him up, wouldn't you?
So a good pitch.
The 1-2 pitch, two out.
Let your infielder, outfielder, somebody make a foot out.
Vic steps off now. This game's been everything you could hope for as a fan. Great baseball game. Big crowd tonight. The 1-2 pitch from Vic Sanders from the belt. And there's a shot. They touch the line. Schofield up with it. And this game is going to be tied up. Maybe. No. No chasing that. They better watch it here. And Albia's going to win this ball game. And I don't believe what I just saw. Unbelievable! That's winner! The two strikes, Trey Lindsay had a base hit to right field. Drew Schofield came up with it. Held it momentarily. It looked like Breckenridge might score, or rather Brown, their pinch runner, might score and tie this one up. I'm shocked they didn't bring him on a base hit, though, with second base down by one run. I would have thought they'd have been bringing him. They didn't. They held him up at third, but the runner at second, because they would have had the bases loaded, the man who'd been intentionally walked, Cooper, kept running, and Ethan Gray, they got the ball into the infield. Gray got him hung up in a rundown. The runner still stayed at third, and it looked like Ethan was going to make the tag on him until all of a sudden Brown broke for home, and then Ethan threw it home to Gabe Grabert, and they put the tag on him, and Gabe raised his glove up like a fighter after a prize fight, showing the umpire that he not only made the tag, but he held the ball for out number three, and Albia wins an exciting game, 2-1. Exciting, what a finish, and Drew Schofield, that was a blind shot by the little 208 hitter Lindsay, probably should have tied it up. I'm surprised they didn't get that runner and try to score the tying run. But Schofield made a great play on that hard ground to get it in. And then the Albion field defense, which has been good all night, made it happen there. They were very alert. They were watching what the runners were doing there. And when that runner broke for home, they put the nail on him, didn't they?
He did. They had him held up. Unbelievably, the reason we got the runner coming to the plate and got him out was because the runner from first base on the hit rounded second and was headed for third, thinking he might get to third with the next run.
Which would have been a big run.
Yes, and the runner coming home held up.
And that's where he can get.
Now we have the runner trapped off second, and who cut off our throw? The pitcher or the catcher had it through the second base, and you said, "Oh no!" But the fielder at second, I'm assuming it's the shortstop.
Yeah, Gray
did exactly what he should have done. He forced the runner to run the third base, so eventually they would have ended up with both runners at third.
Yeah, and then
the runner on third said, "Well, I can't be here because the other runner is running me off. I've got to run for home." Then he broke for home. And he had no chance.
Which proves the old Chinese adage for the guy who was thrown out from third who was forced into it,
that
he who hesitates is lost. And in this case,
he had to hesitate. He'd been out of mind.
Oh, he would have been out of mind.
The right fielder for Albia had the ball picked up and thrown home. He wasn't going to score.
But I'm amazed
They weren't holding that runner at second. As soon as that ball was hit anywhere with two out, he should have been on his wheels. And as Kevin Krall says, Albie had it all the way. I tell you, what an exciting finish to that game. Albie wins it 2-1. Prairie City jumped off to that 1-0 lead. They got a run on two hits and then the sack fly in the second. And that's the only run they got all night. Vic Sanders, I don't think, was at his best. I think Randy and Bill and I would agree with that. But he got the job done, and it's like we saw with Ethan Gray the other night. Ethan didn't pitch his best, didn't pitch really all that well the other night, but the Albie defense played very well behind him. But the thing that's amazing, Bill, you look at this, Albie was like 1-for-14, 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position tonight. Most of the time, if you do that, you're not going to win a ball game. Yeah. Albie was able to do it and did it tonight with only, I mean, they didn't get very many hits either. They only had, I think, six hits in the ball game, and that's got to be a little concern because Albie now goes against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They're going to run smack dab into Christian Vanbrook, who's going to pitch for them Saturday. Albie has got to get, as we laugh about sometimes, they better get their hitting shoes back on for Saturday because Vanbrook, who they faced last time about 3 weeks ago, and they really pummeled him, which was amazing.
It can be done.
They had 15 hits, so they know they can do it, and I'd have to say this, and I think Randy would agree and you'd agree down there. DeWitt for Prairie City Monroe tonight was not a hard thrower, but Albia had more trouble with him than they have the real hard throwers like Vanbrook. We saw that with Charlie Palmer for sure. Palmer, really a good pitcher, mixes it up, has a nice fastball, but a lot of breaking pitches. Albia has more trouble with the off-speed or the slower pitchers. You can see that with Griffin Osing tonight a lot, too. He was struggling, just overswinging, and just he was out of sync tonight, I think.
His timing was a little bit off because he was swinging at pitches that he usually hit.
Right. So Albie wins it 2-1. We're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors. We'll be back to tell you what the rest of the week looks like and what's up next for Albie right after this. As Randy Stafford goes.
Circle of Life Hospice is dedicated to meeting the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of our patients and their families during the final and most difficult phase of life's journey. Our compassionate staff is able to promote quality of life and dignity for the patient while providing support for the family. We also offer the beautiful Legacy Lodge Hospice House to ensure all your needs are met. Circle of Life Hospice is proud to provide superior hospice service to 8 counties throughout southern Iowa. To find out more, call toll-free 877-574-3490.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
They have chances to run. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia wins it 2-1 tonight, second round district play, and kudos to Prairie City Monroe. They had a great effort tonight, good ball club. They ended up on the season 19-15. Albia moves to 22-15. That sets up the big championship district match here Saturday night. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Rod Ashman's Rockets take on the Albie Blue Demons. And we'll have that game. We'll be on the air at 6:30 Saturday night, Albie, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont for the district title. The winner of that will play on the 23rd against the opposing district in this regional area, and the winner of that goes to state. So Albie, basically, as is Eddyville, two wins from the state tournament at Principal Park. But I think we're all setting up here in agreement. Good effort by Albie tonight. They did a lot of things well, but they also, they've got to be concerned about some things that aren't happening for them. They're going to have to be much more ready to play against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on Saturday. Jim Cagle's coming up. We're going to talk to him briefly. Bill, you're going. I want to say this before I talk, before you and I talk to Jim. We're off tomorrow night, which is good. You're going to Canada Thursday. You're really scouting for ball players. I think, you know, they say you're going for fishing, but I know you're up there.
Well, the Cubs want me to look around and
bring back a couple good
balls. Yeah. But what we've got going is Thursday night, Randy's going to be with me in Moravia, and we're going to have the Twin Cedar Sabres, number 2 in the state, taking on Moulton Udell. That's Thursday. We'll be on there at 6:30. Jim Cagle's going to that game, too. We'll have to rope him in, too, there.
Well, Jim's waiting for you right here.
And then Friday night, I'm going to be in Centerville doing the Sheridan Chargers, South Central Conference Champions. They're ranked top 10, 3A, playing the Centerville Big Reds. So I'll be doing that Friday night. Jim's going to try to do that. Then I'm going to be back here Saturday
And we're going to have this district championship between Albion and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. So we've got games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and to all our listeners, we'll be on the air at 6:30 with our features and some of the things we do, and we'll look forward to those games. And it's going to be interesting because we're covering a 1A game, 2A game here at district in Albion, and then the 3A game. So we're going to look forward to that. And I want to mention something to all of our listeners who might still be listening now. Next Wednesday and Thursday, after the sub-states are over, we've got a special deal coming up at the King Theater in Albion. On Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we're going to show the Jackie Robinson story from 1950, and then at 7:30, the movie 42, which is terrific with Harrison Ford, the true story. It's an awesome movie. It's going to get some awards, obviously. They're already talking about some stuff for Harrison Ford. That's going to be next Wednesday night after the first feature. That'll be on at 7:30. And then Thursday night, we're going to show the movie 42 at 7 o'clock again with Harrison Ford about Jackie Robinson, the breaking of the color line. I want to encourage all of you adults, all of you with kids or grandkids, all of you guys with players, you coaches, you managers, we're going to talk about it at the game Saturday. Got to see this movie. Bill, you've seen it. Randy's seen it. I've seen it. I'm going to see it again. And we're giving away some prizes, too. We're giving away two Rawlings baseball gloves. We've got some bobbleheads. We've got some tickets. So it's going to be a fun night. And the best part is free will offering, no admission. No, Jim Cable bobblehead. But a lot of prizes to give away, and that's next Wednesday and Thursday night. You'll see a lot in the papers, and I'm going to talk about it a lot Saturday and all our broadcasts the rest of the week. But you won't want to miss that, and so that's fun. But you'll be in Canada. I'm going to look forward to you, Bill, being back for state tournament, because you will be back, and of course, it gets way underway at the end of the month. Yeah. So we're going to look forward to being up there. We have four opportunities. I want to say something to you again, Bill, too. Let's get Jim Cagle here real quick. Jim, you dodged a big bullet tonight, but you played great defense again. Vic hung in there. I didn't think he had his good fastball tonight, but he's around the plate. He's pitching to contact, and one of the things that just worried me, and I'm sure it did you and Boyd all night, Bill and I talked about it up here, I think you were something like 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position tonight. And Boyd, that worries you.
Yeah, we talked about that over there, and finally got a chance to get one in and made it stand up. So.
And you could have put it away, but couldn't get the big hit there to do it. But then that crazy play to end the game.
Yeah.
That was a crazy play.
That was a crazy play, and you know, everybody played that perfect. Ethan Gray ran that kid over there and then made a nice throw to Gabe, and Gabe hangs on for the tag, and yeah.
There were a lot of things that could go wrong on that, but none of them did.
Yes.
But a big win, and you've got Eddyville Blakesburg, you and Boyd, and the kids now Saturday. We'll be on the air with that at 6:30. But fifth time you played them, and I can tell you, Rod Ashman, I talked to Rod during our broadcast, he didn't, you know, he certainly was rooting for you guys from a fact that we're neighbors, EBF and mm-hmm. Albia, but he said he wasn't looking forward to playing you guys for the fifth time this year.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, I had the same emotions going when they were playing Colfax. You know, it's nice that they won the game, but, yeah, we could have lived without seeing them for the fifth time.
You're going to get Banbrook, no question about that, and yet he had 15 hits against him last time. The first time, he was dominating. But tough assignment. And, of course, you guys will have to sort out who you're going to come back with. But it's bound to be a great game.
Should be a good game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the big thing I think you want to say is you want to get everybody out here to support the team.
Yeah. The fan support is great. I mean, we were packed over there tonight. And the more people we have out here screaming for the blue, well, the better we like it.
Wish you the best of luck with that, and I know you are going to go to that Twin Cedars game Thursday, so we'll see you over there, too. And big win tonight. Give Boyd our congratulations. And
okay.
The kids have to feel thrilled about that, and it was a fun game to do. You don't get too many 2-1 ball games.
No, and, you know, I tell the kids all the time, you know, let's do something. One-run games make me nervous. That's the saying that I have all the time, you know, and I keep telling that, but tonight did make me nervous. Yeah, it was a tough one.
When you are in tournaments like this, and as you know, you guys want to continue to advance, somewhere along the line, and Bill knows this probably better than anybody,
you have to win a game like this, though, if you're going to go a long way. Sooner or later, you have to win a game like
this. Yes, yeah. Sooner or later, there's, you know, you have to win the close game. You have to come through.
Bill just said, you know, I'm sure you had a tough choice there with Osing, whether to butt or let him hit away, because he had a tough night at the plate. But and he's been swinging such a hot bat.
Well, they when they intentionally walked loose to get to Osing,
yeah,
the squeeze was on with loose when the coach.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
And but loose is a better than Osing. They walked loose and loaded the bases. Then you got to force at the plate.
Yeah.
It makes it a little tougher. But and Griffin has, you know, he's capable of springing, you know, getting the big hit. And
I got to tell Bill was out on the golf course. When DeWitt came out there to pitch tonight before he warmed up, this great big right-hander for PCM, I thought, this kid's probably throwing darts. He did not throw real hard at all, but it gave you guys trouble tonight. And I made a comment, Bill and I, after the game, you guys seem to load up and do better when you get a really hard thrower.
We sometimes hit the ball a little better when we have a fast pitcher than somebody that is a little bit slower or, you know, a little bit junk. And so, but, yeah, it was a tough one. They couldn't do any more with Vic than we could do with him.
No,
so,
no. Well, Jim, we'll wish you the best of luck. And, of course, we'll be talking to you Saturday night. We'll get you for the pregame again. We'll work that out.
Okay, and while I'm on the air, I'll throw another plug in. You were talking about all the baseball going on. We're hosting a 14-year-old Babe Ruth State tournament here starting Friday night. So if anybody is interested in that, the Rathbun area team is in that. And some of the other local teams. So,
I'm glad you mentioned that. And how many teams are in that?
Seven teams, I think.
And that gets underway when? Friday?
It starts two games Friday night. There'll be two games Saturday before the district championship, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and championship on Wednesday.
I tell you, Bill, there is so much baseball going on everywhere, it's just hard to keep up with it. I need a personal attendant.
You wouldn't think a man would have time to go to Canada, would you?
No, but that's what I mean. He made it. He's trying to get away to go to Canada. I can tell you, all the fish up there are—I don't know. Though they told me that they knew they had no chance with him coming up there fishing, so they're just going to absolutely dive up out of the water.
Jump in the boat.
Just go ahead and jump in the boat for him.
So.
Okay. Jim, good to see you tonight.
All right, thank you guys for covering the game. I'll give this back to Bill.
Okay, Bill, we're going to wrap it up here. Albie wins it. And I'm not going to see you till you get back from Canada, but I'm looking forward to seeing you for the state tournament up at Principal Park. And I was up there today, and we were looking over some stuff, Scott and I, and we hope you have. And I want to say this, hope you have a wonderful trip in Canada, and I look forward to seeing you back. And, of course, we'll see you when you get back, and then we'll figure out our logistics to be up at Principal Park, because we've got an excellent opportunity. Albia's two wins away. Eddie Blakesburg's two wins away. Sharon's got a great opportunity. Certainly Twin Cedars. And golly, if the roof caves in, we'll be at the state tournament one way or the other, because we always love to go up there. But we're looking forward to it, and I know you are too. So that's kind of what we're doing. So I want to remind you before we break here, we're going to have the Multnudale Twin Cedars game Thursday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30. We'll have Centerville Sharon on the air 6:30 Friday night. Saturday night, this district title game right here in Albia. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont against Albia. I want to remind you, too, of the big Jackie Robinson Film Festival next Wednesday and Thursday, King Theater. We'll tell you a whole lot more about that and a lot of prizes we're giving away, and it's a free will offering. And get your kids, get your grandkids, get you and see an absolutely terrific movie that's more than a history movie, more than a cultural movie. It's a great baseball movie, and I think you'll love it. And, Bill, any last comments before you go?
I have no comments right now except good luck for the Demons in the next game.
So, for Bill Saylor and Rich Grimes, I'll see you Thursday night right from the broadcast booth. Thanks for your time this time. And until next time, which is Thursday night, so long.